I was going to say, it looks like we're.
It is all if somebody is a for how you speak of question.
Are we good? Welcome everybody to the HEAP public hearing. We're going to give probably another minute just to see if anyone else wants to join, and then we'll get going. And if you can't hear us, just type it in the chat, and we'll address that as we can, as we need to. Is there anyone in the way? Are they all in?
They're all in. We're all not allowed to talk, though.
Would you mind having them pass to put their name in so we can have them on the attendance list? Maybe type in their name.
I pulled the report.
Oh, you did. Oh.
Yeah, we could have pulled the report.
Thank you.
So they're not allowed to talk.
Do you want me to allow it?
No, you can. If you have questions during this or after, you can type it in the chat and we'll address the questions as they come up. Okay, everybody, I think we're ready. I think we'll get started here. So again, thanks for joining us for our public meeting for the FY25 season for the HEAP program in the state of Utah. We're grateful to have you here and love that you're attending. For those of you that know about the program or those of you that don't, the HEAP program is really intended for clients in the state of Utah that are low-income families or households that are struggling to pay some bills. And when utility bills are a high portion of their household expenses, this is a big help for them in their time of need. So we pride ourselves in helping as many people as we can in this program. It also trains and helps them learn some basic energy conservation tactics to control the thermostat a little more and to work with our weatherization team to fix some of the big holes that they may have in their utilities in their weatherized home. Just by way of update, this season, which started October 1st, 2023, to May 31st so far, we've processed over 30,000 applications in the state of Utah. And of that, we've approved over 21,000 applications. And of that, we've processed about 1,000 crisis applications, which is a big deal. That's a credit to our agencies. We have 8 agencies in the state of Utah, and they've done a fantastic job at absorbing all that work and helping as many clients as we possibly can. They've done a really fantastic job with that, and I want to thank them for that. We continue to accommodate the needs of our local communities. We have public outreach that each of our agencies do. They do that throughout the year with different events to try and reach as many people in the public as they can. We do online options. We have multiple ways that you can apply. Online, you can apply for the program. We have online applications, you have phone in applications, you can go into person to our agencies, you can mail in an application. Really, any way that is out there to apply, we have that option for our clients. So we really try to accommodate and meet the needs of everyone in the state of Utah. We also have a great network of vendors. Some of them are here today. We have Ricky Macias from Dominion that's here. And then Kate Coombs. Kate Coombs from Salvation Army with us here. And they work to help us with this program as well. And they do a fantastic job of partnering with us to make sure we meet the needs of as many clients as we can. So we'd like to thank them for being here. Let's see. We also have Matt Turner with us. He's the weatherization program manager for the state of Utah. He's going to be talking to us briefly in a moment. I'd like to thank him for coming and being a part of this. And then the HEAP team is here, and our assistant director, Jennifer Edwards down here, she may be able to see, is a part of the meeting as well. So we'd like to thank her for being here. Let's see. Oh, one plea is that if there are any vendors listening that are not part of our, who have not contracted with us to receive funding from the HEAT program, we encourage you to reach out to us to apply, to sign a contract with us to get that funding to help the clients in your area that may be needing help. Okay, so that's a little bit of the program and a little bit of the history. Moving on to this year, we posted the new plan for the upcoming year, the FY25 season, which will start October 1st, 2024. We posted that online at our public notice website on jobs.utah.gov. You can go there and look at that if you haven't already. A couple of things that I want to point out is that for the past several years, we've received some extra funding due to COVID and the pandemic related funding that has given us a lot of excess funds that we've been able to utilize in Utah. This is the first year that we haven't received any of those supplemental funds or excess funds. And so we've had to look at the program at a dollar level really, and see if there are ways that we could help as many clients as we can. So there's two changes that I want to highlight to the program. The first change is we are decreasing the benefit that we pay to the clients by $100. And that's just across the board. Last year, we increased that by $100. We're just bringing it back to the original funding. A lot of our agencies reported that there were a lot more new clients applying this year, and they just a lot more clients that need help. So we want to help as many as we can. And so we are going to decrease the benefit that we give by $100 just to spread the dollars a little further and help more clients as they need. So that's one of the changes that I wanted to mention. The second change is with our crisis program. We've seen a very, very large uptick in the crisis program just due to the needs out there. But in an attempt to help more clients and help as many as we can, we are decreasing the amount that we can pay in crisis. We are putting a cap on our crisis benefit to $2,000, and we'll be working with our clients to help. If they're above that cap, we're going to work with them to help get that down to that limit, and then we can help cover the rest. Those are two of the big things that we have that we wanted to highlight in this meeting, just to make everyone aware that we want to keep the program running all year. We feel that's a definite benefit to our clients. They can apply when they need it. They don't just have 6 months to apply, but they can apply any time of the year. So we want to really control the amount of spending that we do so that we can make sure we can help all the clients throughout the year. So those are the two big changes that you'll see in the plan this year as opposed to last year. Anything else with those? That's it. Any questions in the chat? Yeah.
Nope.
For this season, we will still continue to prioritize and highlight our target group individuals. So those that are disabled or elderly or have children in the homes, will definitely prioritize their applications at the beginning of the year. We will still do outreach to those specific groups throughout the year. That will be based on agencies' needs on when they feel like they can reach them the best. So we'll allow them to continue to do some targeted outreach for those groups. Because of the target group, they also receive an extra $150 benefit, and we are continuing that for them. But we want to really leave it up to our agencies to target and to market as they see fit. So like, for example, in St. George, they may target more in the spring, summertime when it's super hot to help the elderly and those with disabilities get the cooling that they need in the summertime. So that may be, and that's why we want to keep the program year round, is just to allow the flexibility for clients, and they can come to us whenever they need it. So we still do that outreach. We still highlight and prioritize our target groups, but We kind of leave that up to the agencies on when they want to market and reach out to them. Anything else with that one? Perfect. Okay, I'll stop talking for a minute. We'll turn it over to Matt here, and he can give us a quick update on weatherization.
Thanks, Mike. I'm Matt Turner. I'm the weatherization program manager for the state. I just had a couple of things that I wanted to share with you guys. For this last year, we weatherized, at the end of this month, we'll be right around the 400 units for the year, which is, it's up a little bit from what we normally do, but we are ramping up to spend some additional funding we will have for the next few years. And so we'll end up ramping up, at least for the next 3 or 4 years, closer to about 600 units. And what that means is that we are looking for more applicants, really. And the more applicants we get, the more we can then prioritize some of those jobs and really focus in on helping some of the families that are in greatest need. And we get a lot of our referrals from the HEAT program. So we really appreciate everything that the HEAT program does to refer somebody to us. I did want to share with that, we keep track of how many people we have in the queue. We have a waiting list at each agency, and we kind of watch that closely. And our waiting lists are healthy, but we wouldn't mind seeing them a little bit longer. I wanted to make sure that your network was aware that there's three normal ways that people apply, that qualify for the weatherization program. The first one, the one that we get most of our people from, is that if they are eligible for your program, they are also eligible for ours. But if they're not, oftentimes your program will send them to us and they come and check and see, because our income eligibility limits are a little bit higher than your program. So please send folks our way. We're happy to spend the time with them and figure out if that works. So those are the two normal ways that we see them. There is, if you ever come across clients that are eligible for any Social Security benefits for either children or for disabled, they're like Title IV and Title 16, then they are typically eligible for our program as well. And then there's one new eligibility that we're starting to see a little bit of, love to make sure that your network's aware of, and that is that if you have any clients that are currently a recipient of either Section 8 housing or any other housing assistance, they may be eligible for our program. So the Department of Energy has tried to make that a little more flexible to allow us to make more people eligible. So anyway, so we will be weathering more homes. Hopefully that will help, especially if some of your homes have a little bit smaller benefit. If we can get in there and help the most needy with some of their utility costs, then that can help offset that. Does anybody have any questions about anything going on with the weatherization program?
I don't have any.
That's all I have.
Okay. Those are the updates we wanted to give you on the new season for the HEAT program. Other than that, it's really business as normal, basically. So we just needed to address a couple of the financial things. But we're really working on helping as many clients as we can this season and providing the best benefit that we can to everyone. So with that in mind, we'll open it up for any discussion that we have. So if there are any questions that you have with what we talked about or anything else that we haven't addressed, now's the time just to type in the chat and we'll address that as it comes. But so we'll give you just a minute here to formulate thoughts if there are any, and then we'll conclude.
You gave us the number of 30,000 for so far this year. What's your normal annual?
You can state your name.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
Kate, minutes.
Kate with the Salvation Army. Yeah, I was curious what your sort of, your 30,000 after 8 months, what's the target or what's the average?
So the average is around 28 to 29 for the year.
So we're already over.
Yeah. So we've seen a lot more, and with the decrease in funding that we received this year, this coming season as well, we just need to kind of control that a little more and help as many as we can. So
yeah, that seems to be the across the board with the vendors that we work with as well, is seeing that increase. So
yeah,
like long term, yeah, I wonder what the year will finish as, and going into next year too. Is this just going to be a continual?
Right, and that's what we're trying to prepare for. Mm-hmm. Is it going to increase and continually see more applicants, or is it going to kind of hover at this point? You know, what's it going to do? Mm-hmm. I wish I had a crystal ball, right? But
yeah.
That's why we're making some of these changes to kind of help control that, so that we can at least accommodate what we've seen. And then we're working with our financial department to see if there's other ways we can be creative with it to help as well. So it's definitely something we're looking at. Anything else in the chat? Anything else here?
They have no questions or raised hands.
Perfect. With that, then, I just want to remind everyone that the deadline for any comment or feedback that you may have is July 25th at 8 a.m. So that'll be a Thursday, which is a great random day. But if there's anything else you want to say or add to the program as you look at it, please let us know there. And again, a link to the plan is on the agenda, which is online. And then it's on our jobs.utah.gov website and our public notices section. And then anything else? So I think that's it. We took less time than we wanted, so we'll give you back 13 minutes of your day. But thanks everyone for attending, and we look forward to working with you this coming season. Thank you.